www.thebeatmedia.org.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Yeah, Manfred Mann's Earth Band doing Springsteen on a Wednesday morning. Blinded by the Light. Just one of a few different songs. I think there were three different songs at least by Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Springsteen songs. And I know they had a hit with at least one of the others, with Spirit in the Night. They did a version of that and had a hit with that back in the mid-70s. I remember seeing them. It was a great show, man. Hey, Sam, are you there? Do you remember the mid-70s?
It's like a dream to me, Stu.
You think I'm talking about temperatures. Oh, yeah, the mid-70s. I remember that. Hey, welcome back to the show. Matt Flynn direct. Stu Daniels here with Sam Butson. We're having a good time on a Wednesday morning. Despite all the topics that we're discussing, we're still having a good time, and we hope you'll join in. The phone number is 844-967-2789. You can call or text, and we've been discussing just how important, now that Russia has invaded Ukraine, how important that first impeachment of Donald Trump was. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about how Trump called up Volodymyr Zelensky just 2 months after he took office in Ukraine. Told him he's got to come up with some dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter in order so that Trump could win the 2020 election. So that's kind of where we left off. We've been going through this article in Rolling Stone about the topic. The headline in this article: Democrats who led Trump's first impeachment see grim validation in the Ukraine invasion. We're almost to the end of this article, just a couple more paragraphs. Going to finish this in just a second. Before that, though, we're going to go to the phones. Looks like we have some calls. We're going to take a phone call from Dick from Madison. Dick, how are you doing today, and what do you have to say?
Oh, you're talking about the extortion call, right?
The extortion call.
Some of these people amongst us right here in this country that think that the past guy and that authoritative type rule is such a great thing. This one question I've got for them is this. If what Russia is doing and what they're trying to do to the Ukraine and rein them back in is such a great form of how to govern people and it's all great, why are they fighting to the death not to go back to it? They have seen this, too. They know what it is, and they don't want to go back to it in any way, shape, or form. And that ought to be a lesson to us. You know, why would people fight this hard against this if they weren't just absolutely... You know, they know in their mind, like you said, what this was when they were under that type of rule, and they don't want anything to do with going back to it.
They would rather die than go back to that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. It's a great point, Dick. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hey, getting back to this story here from Rolling Stone, just a couple paragraphs and then we're done and we'll move on. In fact, one other thing I want to get to this morning is really good opinion piece by Joel McNally in the Shepherd Express, talking about the unconstitutional plan to steal elections by Michael Gabelman. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. Back to this story in Rolling Stone. It says Priorities USA, a Democratic super PAC, released a pair of ads on Friday that feature clips of Republicans praising Vladimir Putin and recall the details of Trump's first impeachment. Quote, "The GOP's decision to side with Putin is deeply concerning and demonstrates how extreme that party has become," says Anissa McMillan, Priorities USA's deputy executive director. Quote, "We know that will be one of many issues voters consider in 2022. And then Here's the last paragraph. This is a quote from Representative Jeffries. It says, "It was always clear to me that history would not look kindly upon those Republicans who chose to vote against convicting Donald Trump," Hakeem Jeffries says. "It wasn't clear to me that history would reveal itself to me in such a short period of time." So that's where we're at now. And how will history treat those Republicans who chose to vote against convicting Donald Trump? What do you have to say? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Going to go back to the phones and take a call from Nick in Lake Mills. Nick, what do you have to say today?
Hey, good morning. I've been tracking this Ukraine stuff, and I don't think it's really about Ukraine. I think it's about Putin trying to get a foothold in Europe strategically, because you don't bomb the heck out of a city if you just want to take it over and rebuild it or whatever. That's just ground. They just want the real estate in up against the NATO countries. There's like a bigger thing going on here other than just like Ukraine. It's about strategically taking over that ocean and just actually probably bigger plan to take over Europe. And this is, I'm sure this was discussed with Trump, like in those three private meetings, and that there's something else at play. And the fact that Trump didn't get reelected probably wasn't in Putin's plans, but the bigger plan was that we're taking over Europe and we're going to start here in Ukraine. And it's just real estate. They don't care about the people or liberating them, or it ain't about the infrastructure or the buildings. They just want the ground just to move the military into rubble. They'll never rebuild Ukraine. And I'll take your comments off the air.
Well, let me ask you this first, Nick, before you go. Are you still there? Oh, he left. Well, one thing that Nick just mentioned is there's something bigger going on. There's something more going on than just trying to take over Ukraine. He's saying Putin wants to get a foothold in Ukraine so he can move further west. But what if one of the main reasons that Vladimir Putin decided to invade Ukraine was to help his buddy Donald Trump get back into office in the next presidential election? Destabilize Europe, cause problems with NATO, and cause chaos. And then hopefully Americans will vote his buddy Donald Trump back into office. And even if they don't, Republicans can muddy things up enough to say there was some kind of problem with the election. It was fixed. It was rigged. Who knows? But is that a possibility? Could Putin have had that in mind in going into Ukraine, trying to help Donald Trump to win re-election? Is that a possibility? Makes you wonder, right? You're tuned into Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt this week. And we're going to move on to another topic. And by the way, feel free to call us on any topic today. One thing I want to get to is this opinion piece in the Shepherd Express by Joel McNally. The headline is Gableman's Unconstitutional Plan to Steal Elections, right? He's supposed to be investigating the election, find out what happened, as if there was a problem. And McNally says that he's setting things up for a stolen election. I'll read a little bit from this opinion piece before we go to the next break. It says, after 9 months and spending at least $676,000 of taxpayer dollars, that's again $676,000 taxpayer dollars, Michael Gableman, the right-wing conspiracy theorist hired by Republicans to try to discredit President Biden's election victory in Wisconsin, just dumped an enormous load of garbage on the state legislature. In this case, garbage is an appropriate technical term. Garbage in, garbage out. That's the phrase invented in computing to describe the unreliable nonsense you get when you input false data into a computer program. Gableman gave Republican legislators exactly what they wanted. He recommended the Republican majority overturn Biden's victory by throwing out all 3.3 million votes cast in the presidential election that awarded the state's 10 electoral votes to Joe Biden. More than a year ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled such an action was unconstitutional. The conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled such an action was unconstitutional in a decision written by Justice Brian Hagedorn, former legal counsel to right-wing Governor Scott Walker. So this is Walker's attorney, Brian Hagedorn, former attorney, and he was also joined by three more liberal justices in response to an election lawsuit brought by supporters of the loser, Donald Trump. And ironically, Gabelman served a single 10-year term on the state Supreme Court, departing a year before Hagedorn joined. Gabelman was one of the most unethical justices in the court's history. I'll repeat that. Gabelman was one of the most unethical justices in the court's history, notoriously rewriting the court's ethics code, allowing justices to refuse to recuse themselves from cases involving companies whose lobbyists had funneled millions of dollars in campaign contributions to elect those same justices to the court. Michael Gabelman's seemingly endless investigation, this was supposed to be only an interim report, has become a major embarrassment for Republicans who hired him. Wisconsin's the last state with Republicans still fighting over Trump's defeat instead of moving on to this year's midterms. And we're going to get to more of this opinion piece by Joel McNally in the Shepherd Express after we come back from the break. Stick around, give us a call, let us know your opinion. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.
Touch is gonna make it through.